News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Right now we turn our attention to something completely different. Brenda Power is a columnist with The Times and The Daily Mail. I wrote a piece at the weekend. Some of you might have seen it. The headline was, "Let's hit back hard at wife beaters in their wallets." Brenda joins me on the line. Brenda, for those who haven't seen it, who didn't read the article, you might summarise it for us.
Sure, Karen. Yeah, it was a case about 10 days ago. Might have passed a little bit under the radar at the time, but it involved a woman called Jessica Bowes, who had previously been very savagely beaten by her ex-partner. He had lain in wait for her coming back from a Christmas party. He had kicked her up to 20 times, broke every bone in her face, practically every bone. I think her chin bone escaped, left her with multiple skull fractures, needing complete facial reconstructive surgery. It was all caught on CCTV. There was no question but that he was the culprit. And he got a 3.5-year sentence, of which 1 year was suspended and then with time off for good behaviour. He served less than 2 years. So she took the unusual step of suing him for personal injuries in the High Court. Mm. Now, we're all familiar with the sort of awards that are given for a broken nose, let alone a smashed up face.
Yeah.
So she won. She got 150,000 from him. And she said when she came out of court, "I hope that other women will take this route." And you know, it just struck me, we are terribly lenient and terribly accepting of domestic violence, as we call it, minimizes it. I think they use that term. I think intimate terrorism was another phrase Nigella Lawson used. But anyway, we're terribly accepting of it. I mean, the point I was making was every town in Ireland has a refuge where women go when they're beaten by men. And we just walk by them blindly without a second thought. And the reason is partly, I don't know which feeds off the other, but the fact is that sentencing is very lenient. And in the piece, I instanced 3 recent cases of savage attacks where the men walked away with suspended sentences, which means they don't set foot inside a jail.
I want to talk about the sentencing, the criminal sentencing in a moment, but if I can just focus for a second on the award that Jessica Bowes got, that 150,000 euro. Like, I suppose that some people would say, look, that option to sue is open to everyone. There's kind of 2 general reasons it's not pursued more often. One is that, having gone through a court case already, not everyone wants to go through it again. It is incredibly difficult for some victims to go through it once, let alone twice. The other reason is they say often the perpetrator, to use kind of the legal expression, isn't a good mark. Essentially, they don't have the money. The reason you get a lot of money from your supermarket if you slip and fall is actually because it's not the supermarket. They've got public liability insurance. It's a multi-billion euro insurance company that's paying you out. So but, you know, people will say, well, what's the point in suing him? He doesn't have anything.
Does he have a house? Does he have an income that could be attached? It'd be 100 quid a week indefinitely. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? People are too quick to throw their hands up and say, "Asher, we'll never get it off him." Well, why not? There have to be mechanisms in place. Same applies to insurance companies or companies that win awards against chancers. You have to be able to go after them for your costs. Equally,
100 quid a week wouldn't even cover your legal costs if you sued him.
Look, you know, if it was going to hit him in the pocket, the point I was making was, do you think he might think twice if he actually thought that there might be financial compensation arising out of this as well? You know, we've developed this completely parallel metrics with regard to injuries to the body, depending on whether they're accidentally inflicted or deliberately inflicted. So if you fall on the pub stairs through really no fault of anybody, maybe it wasn't properly lit or whatever, and you break your nose, you could get 60 grand. Mm. If your boyfriend ups and punches you in the face and you could be in the court next door, a criminal court, he'll walk out with a suspended sentence. No cost to him at all. That is crazy.
Many of our listeners, if any of our listeners disagree with the point about the lenient criminal sentencing, it struck me when I was reading the piece and I compared it to the supermarket, but if you compare it to another situation, a car accident, again, you know, if you're personally injured in it, you're suing, it's an insurance company paying out, unless the person doesn't have insurance, in which case there's a fund established whereby you will not be out of pocket and you will get compensated, the MIBI, the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland, that everyone pays into. Is there an argument for it, like, if domestic violence is such a problem in Ireland. As you said, the refuge is in every town that people walk past. The modern Magdalen Laundries is how you described it in the piece. Mm. That there mm-hmm. that there should be a fund available to compensate women where in situations where the fella is isn't a good mark.
Well, yeah, but then the taxpayer really shouldn't be paying into that. You know, I think for all the kind of olagana that you'd get about, oh, well, he has nothing, he's very little, he's you know, he's a big mortgage or whatever. You know, most people have something of value, something of worth. It might be an inheritance that's coming to them. You know, that I think there have to be more creative ways to attack people in their pockets. And yeah. If it is, I mean, look at the way, for instance, that the British Child Support Agency works. Every single person who has a child, parent of a child, is targeted for child support, regardless of means. And if that has to come, and this is the statutory declaration, if that has to come out of your carer's allowance, out of your disability allowance, out of your, you know, whatever, home care, you know, whatever level of state support you get, if you have a child, they are able to remove a portion of that towards that child support. It's really harsh. Maternity benefits, whatever you're getting from the state, on top of whatever they can get out of your income.
All
have
right.
a look at that. It's really interesting
yeah.
because there is nothing you get from the state that can be untouched by the Child Support Agency, or it's got a different name now, if you have a child that you're not supporting. If you have a partner that you have beaten up and you're not paying the money back, there is a way
all
to
right.
take that money from you. There definitely is, without having the taxpayer fund it any further.
Brenda Power, columnist with The Times and The Daily Mail. Thanks a million for speaking to us. We'd love to hear your views on this. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Or you can get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. What about that idea? Attachment orders, do something. If they're getting child benefit, do something. If they're getting the dole, do something. Take a bit of money off men who are guilty of domestic violence.